Well, here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Starting. Here we go. Here we go.
Yo, yo, what's going on? What's popping? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. What's good? So listen, I'm going to tell you how you can get a woman obsessed with you. How you get a girl to really, really be feeling you, right? So
what's going on, everybody? www.themanmindset.com.
Like,
it's your boy, Dean. Class is in session. You know what, guys? What I want to talk to you guys today about is attraction. And the thing for a lot of you guys is that you think you get a pass straight to attraction when you meet a woman. That's not going to happen. In order to do that, guys, you have to make sure you get curiosity.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Welcome to the Dating Advice Hour with your hosts, Mr. Locario and Steve the Dean Williams. This show will teach you how to keep conversations going, how to be more attractive, more confident, more masculine, how to be better at knowing what to say to a woman and have a more satisfied dating and sex life. Mr. Locario is the bad boy of the dating game. Badboymembership.com is where you can go to step up your game, as Mr. Locario provides you with detailed step-by-step dating advice, audio video tutorials every month. Steve the Dean Williams has been teaching men about dating, sex, and manhood for over 25 years, from building yourself to having the perfect marriage. His website is www.themanmindset.com. The call-in number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Take it away, guys.
What up?
Yo, what's good, Mr. Carter? How you doing, man?
I'm chilling.
All right, guys. Y'all want to call in? Y'all got the number. It's 515-605-9373. That's the number, 515-605-9373. 9373 is a number. Press 1 if y'all want to come in. This is the email show. Locario, talk to him, man. What's good with you?
Man, I'm chilling, man. I'm just chilling here, drinking my smoothie that my wife made me.
A smoothie.
But yeah, guys, make sure you go to badboymembership.com to get the Bad Boy Membership, so you get 45 to 90-minute audio and video dating advice tutorials every month. You feel what I'm saying? And also make sure you go to Locario.com to get this book, How to Have Sex in 2 Women a Day. And yeah, make that happen. You feel me?
Absolutely, guys. Y'all can check us out at themanmindset.com. Guys, the Halloween game is out. Don't forget, we got 2 other shows coming up tonight. So make sure y'all tune into that. If y'all want to call in, the number is 515-605-9373. Who's going first, Mr. Locario?
I'll go first. All
right.
Question real quick. Alright. So this one says, I like a lot of your videos, but I have to disagree with you about this lying thing. I don't think it's a bad thing to lie to women to get what you want because they keep doing it to us. I know you say that isn't a good reason to lie, but why do we have to be the ones that are honest while they get to lie? I feel like it's a trick society has pulled on us, telling us we need to man up, which means we have to put all our cards on the table while it's okay for the woman to be deceptive. I don't understand why is it such a big deal to lie if it's going to get you what you want? So, Steve, what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, boy. The thing that all we always try to tell you guys is that what she do have to do with you, number one.
Mm-hmm.
We know that most women are walking lies. The makeup is a lie. The push-up bras are a lie. The tight clothes are a lie. I mean, for some women, their hair is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
We know that they are lying. But the problem with this guy is what he doesn't understand is, see, he thinks he'll get this sex faster by lying. What you guys understand is you will get the sex faster by telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, I stress this a lot. It's sad that a lot of you guys out there want the success. You go to Mr. Lucario because Mr. Lucario has what you want. Mr. Lucario is telling you eggs, milk, sugar. It's simplifying it.
Mm-hmm.
But in your world, in your mind, because you don't have any standards, because the greatest lie that you're telling, not just the woman, but you're telling yourself, is you're lying to yourself, number one. So, but then you want to go against Mr. Lucario's information that he's teaching you, thinking that, see, that's the problem is, Lucario, they don't, the success they want is on their level.
Mm-hmm.
Not on the level of getting women. You don't have to lie. Just because she's lying, what does that have to do with you?
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Lucario, you got the floor.
Right, and you know, this is the thing with the whole lying thing. First of all, telling the truth is for you. It's not for her. You understand? I think guys think like, oh, why do I got to tell her the truth? Because then if I say this and then... Listen, telling the truth is for you. Basically, what that means is you're saying that I'm fully, aware of who I am, and I'm so confident that I'm just being me, period. You understand? Like, I don't need to have you. You understand? I don't care if this works out or not, because I'm going to be me regardless of you or anybody else. It's not even about just lying to women. It's about lying just period. Like, when you feel like you need to lie, basically that's just a fear of you being yourself. You understand? Because you want something from this chick. You have this desire for something, and you feel like who you are isn't good enough to get that. So basically every time you lie, all you're telling your subconscious is that you are not good enough, that you are insecure, that you are not the man that she would want, which is why you have to lie. You see what I'm saying? So the thing is that, when you're being honest, it's about you, because what you're doing is you're reinforcing, who you are and your value. This is why dudes have a hard time with confidence. You be fighting me all the time, talking about, oh, confidence is bullshit, this and that, yada, yada, yada. The reason why you are not confident is because you keep lying. You see what I'm saying? A confident man does not need to lie. You understand? A confident man doesn't want to lie. You feel what I mean? Because he feels there's no need to, because what he's about, he already understands that that is enough, and he knows that the women that are worth anything to him is going to recognize that. If they don't recognize his truth, then they're not worth anything to him. You see what I'm saying? So just off the fact that you start lying just like that to try to get a girl, you understand? That's already putting you in a position to fail. You see what I mean? So that's the thing that dudes gotta understand. They always on that BS. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what y'all gotta understand, guys. It's essential that as a man you operate in a circle of openness and honesty when it comes to a woman, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing about being a man that's so great is that we inspire women to not listen. What y'all understand, yes, women are walking lies, but when you keep things 100, you force her into a corner of being more honest and open with you, because
exactly.
Any kind of lie after that is dismissal. That's what y'all understand. See, you got to think about like this real quick. You're dealing with a wild stallion. You're dealing with someone that's not used to being with men. So, of course, they're going to lie and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when you begin to keep things real with her, you're forcing her to either be 100 with you or you're not going to fuck with her at all. So, again, my biggest problem with that email, and you could tell the weakness in the email, is that if you're making it, his first sentence was making it about her.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you make it about the woman,
mm-hmm.
as soon as you make it about the money, the cars, the clothes, and like I say, the women or what she does and her behaviors, that automatically tells us that you have no sense of self. You have no self-awareness. You don't take any time to reflect on who you are. You don't understand what you are. You don't understand your values, your beliefs, your laws, your rules, and your codes as a man. Because like Lucario and I, we when you run into women every day, that's true. We run into lies. But just because she's lying to the next man doesn't mean she's going to lie to a real man.
Ooh.
That's what they don't understand, Mr. Lucario. What's your take on that, man?
That's what I wanted to point out, too, because you said that they're not used to being with men. You know what I'm saying? They're used to being with males, but they're not used to being with men. You know what I mean? And so what happens is that, like you said, when you're keeping it real with a chick, she says, oh, shit, this guy is actually being honest with me. He's actually telling me what is. So I don't feel like I need to lie to him. Remember, women follow the man. She follows his lead. You see what I'm saying? So a lot of times the reason why women are continuously lying to you is because she can already sense the lies in you. She feels like she can't trust you. A lot of times women, they're already on guard when they're first meeting a guy. So they're saying, you know, is what he's saying true? Is who he is really who he is? And so she's taking a step back to check you out. Now, if you are actually who you are, then she falls back, she relaxes, and she can actually be who the fuck she is. You see what I mean? And that's what you guys don't understand. The reason why you're running into so many chicks who are going to lie to you is because you are starting the shit. You're starting the lies. Now, again, you meet a random girl. She may lie to you. She may do all this other stuff. But if you continue to deal with her, that's on you. So I don't understand why dudes say, well, woman lie to. Okay, fine. So why are you continuously dealing with the girl who's lying? Why don't you kick her to the curb? Why don't you charge her to the game? Once you know she's lying, you don't accept liars. You understand? And the thing is, you will not accept liars if first you stop being the liar. You understand? So you can't get mad at the shit for lying to you when you're also doing the lying too. You see what I mean? So my thing is this, and the last thing I want to say about this. When you guys end up getting with a girl, the most beautiful girl you have ever seen, right? And everything's going well. You've been lying your ass off to the chick. Everything is going good. You're about to hit it, and you come in. She's in your bedroom. You kissing her. You're getting naked. You're trying to feel on that pussy, and then you feel a dick. You feel what I'm saying? Now, when that happens to you, please don't get mad. Please understand that you deserve that dick in your hand because you're okay with lying. So this chick lied to you, but you understand what I'm saying? So it's cool. You understand? You should be cool. You know, you understand what I'm saying? Fucking with a trans woman because you're cool with lying. If she don't tell you, hey, listen, I was born a man, that's cool because you're cool with lying. You see what I'm saying? So you're getting exactly what you're putting out. So that's all I got to say about that. You know what I mean? So,
well, I just want to say this real quick. The inexperienced guys have to lie.
Right.
You see, when you know what you can do,
mm-hmm.
you know you can get other women. You know that getting pussy is the – look, why do I have to lie or go after something I know I can get like that? Why do I got to lie? Wait. If I know I can get ass, if I know I can get the pussy, then what else am I lying about? What do I need to lie about? Because what y'all guys understand is a lot of people who don't know what they're doing – they've got to come up with stories.
Mm.
And once you lay a story, one lie down, then you got to go back and cover that lie. And then you got to go cover back that lie. And you got to come and keep covering. And eventually, she's going to realize that you're weak.
Mm.
Because when a woman is dealing with a real man, as much as she can't stand his honesty, as much as it gets on her nerves, she can respect the fact that, you know what, this motherfucker's really keeping it 100 with me.
Mm-hmm.
Most guys, when I ask a guy, is he seeing anybody, he'll tell me no. Well, most mm-hmm. guys ain't, but, you know, but they you know, if you are. But that's all we're just trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
If you, and I'm not saying this, I mean, this is a Lucario email, but if you feel that you got to lie, then you're listening to the wrong people.
Mm-hmm.
You're fucked because... It goes. It's you're going against the current by lying when we're trying to tell you the easiest way to get ass from a woman is being 100 with her.
Mm-hmm.
And stay, look, but like Licario, but standing on your principles. But how can you stand on principles, Licario, if you don't have any? As soon
right.
as you see the woman, oh my God, she's so beautiful. What am I going to have to come up with? What role am I going to have to play?
Mm-hmm.
What fib am I going to have to tell to get her? And this is the worst part. These guys think these women are stupid as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
They think these women don't catch you. They already know you lying when you open your mouth because mm-hmm. they know you don't know how to stand on principles. You don't know how to talk to women. So you want to play a lie? Let's play, Licario. Then you know what? Take me out to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Buy me a drink. You know what? Pay my rent. You know, I want to go out here and I need this. Okay, let's play. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, so 515-605-9373 is the number, guys. Come on in if y'all have a question. Let me go to the next email I got from a guy. He says, so I got this Colombian girl's Instagram. And I'm in the Army, so she was visiting the family out here, and I took her out to Austin to get a hotel. Wait, and got a hotel. I think she wanted to have a relationship, but I was trying to fuck and possibly go continue from there. But I think she wanted to get a citizenship along the way. Long story short, she wasn't putting out, and she thought it was funny and dangling the pussy, so I kicked her out of the crib and told her to get a ride home. Then I went to drink. Did I fuck up? Now I'm just reading what he's saying. What would you have done anything differently? Do I need to read it to you again, or did you understand the gist?
The last part he said that she was playing games, so he kicked her out, and then what did he say after that?
Yeah, okay, so, and he got a drink. So he met a Colombian girl, okay, and he took her to the hotel. She wanted to have a relationship, but he was trying to fuck her. And she wanted a citizenship, and she wasn't putting out. So then he kicked her out because he felt like he was dangling the pussy, kicked her to the curb, and told her to get a ride home.
Mm.
I mean, look, man, that sounds like a whole bunch of crazy shit. Because I'm like, how is she trying to get her citizenship? Like, what is she like? What is, I don't understand. Like, what was supposed to really happen? Like. You know, because he's saying he's trying to smash you. She's talking about a relationship. She getting a citizenship. It's like, yeah, just kick that to the curb. You know what I mean? Like get her out of there. The thing is this, though. What I want to tell guys is this, and I think this is very important. I think this doesn't get talked about a lot, right? And I mean, I don't know exactly how he kicked her to the curb or whatever, but whenever you're kicking the chick to the curb, you want to do it. Nicely. You understand what I'm saying? So you tell the chick, hey, listen, you know, this ain't working out, you know, blah, 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 you know, have a good night. I think we should do whatever. You don't want to be like, bitch, get the fuck out of my room and, you know, throwing her, you know, grabbing her by the neck and throwing her out. You don't want to do that type of shit. So that's what I'm just saying as far as like, when you kick a chick to the curb, do it just in a cordial way. You feel what I'm saying? I'm just letting you guys know that for your own benefit, because a lot of dudes are scared nowadays where you're dealing with chicks and they say, oh, he molested me, he did this, he did that. So make sure that when you're kicking a chick out, you just do it in a cool manner. That's all I'm saying about that. But Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, it kind of goes back to the lie thing. And I'm not saying he lied, but I'm not having a woman come over. Or I'm not going to waste my time. Here and again, the problem I see with this is that you really didn't let her know what is.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we even talking about you coming over to my, if you, hey, look, you already know if you coming to see me, we going to fuck.
Right.
I mean, that's already a done data. And you mm-hmm. know that if you ain't coming over. And
right.
you know if you come over and you bullshit, you gone and we done. But this is where, okay. See, you got a lot of guys that lie, Mr. Licario.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of guys who just are not really, what's the word I'm looking for? They're not really just expressing what it is they want. they wait for life to happen to them. They sit back and they hope the sun, moon, and stars line up like in porn. Mm-hmm. She looks at him and she's like, oh my God, I want to sleep with you. Doesn't work that way when you don't have those things that we talk about. When mm-hmm. when you're not honest, when you don't have self-awareness, when you're not assertive, when you don't believe in yourself. And these are huge ones right here, Ms. Licario. When you don't have the ability to talk to a woman and you don't have the ability to listen.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of men hear what women are saying, but they don't listen to read between the lines.
Mm-hmm.
I was out at the store yesterday doing my little side job and shit. And a chick that does a side job, me, this foreign chick, she was about a 7.5. She wasn't that bad, but I'm just giving you an example. She comes and stops and talks to me.
Mm-hmm.
And ask me questions and with things you, I mean, just talk. Okay, this is an opportunity. What do I want to do?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of guys don't take the opportunities because why, Licario? Remember, if they're so stuck on being honest and deceitful, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're all focused on that instead of what's in front of them. Or they're too nervous. They're focused on, well, I got to say the right thing, or I'm going to mess up, Mr. Licario. So it's a bunch of things here, but what's your take on that, man?
Right, no, and you know, it's interesting, like you were saying, that a lot of dudes, they don't read between the lines. And that happens because most guys don't know how to read women. They don't know how to understand, like, what's actually going on in the situation.
Right.
They're dealing with women. So even this guy, you know, like you said, like, look, if a chick's coming over to my hotel or we go, it's like I'm not even really having a chick in my hotel unless it's going down. So, like, she wouldn't even have been there anyway. You understand what I'm saying? In the first place. So the thing is, and also, again, reading women, because I would have already known what chick is going to want to make something happen before we get into the situation for it to happen. So what I mean is, I talked about this on a video I did the other day, where there's steps that need to be taken. Meaning, if I'm dealing with a girl and we flirting and we're interacting with each other, I already know that this girl wants to have sex with me. So once I already know you want to have sex with me, then we move to the place where we're going to have sex. You're not going to the place we're going to have sex until I already know you want to have sex with me. You feel what I'm saying? So a lot of dudes, they get into these situations where nothing happens, or there's this runaround or this wishy-washy nonsense because they didn't read the situation beforehand to get to the next step, to get to this, to make the sex happen. But they're in a situation where the girl's like, oh, I don't know, this and this and that. But you know what I'm saying? You should have saw that already. Now, to be fair, there are times where girls will just switch in, you know, here and there. But if that's happening to you all the time, that means that you are not looking at the situation correctly. You don't know that you know, that she's not in that mindset to make shit happen. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, right. Well, you got to make it clear. I don't think you made it. That's what a lot of guys don't make things clear.
Mm-hmm.
There wouldn't even be you coming to my hotel if we didn't have an understanding.
Right.
But you wait until she gets to the hotel to try to get that understanding.
And, right. Exactly.
And listen. If a woman, see, this is where a lot of guys understand. When you're the male, you're the 98%, you lie, manipulate, deceive, or don't know what you're doing, and she comes over, she's not coming over to have sex. She's coming over to hang out with you.
Right.
Because she's like, well, you're not giving me any indication that you want to do anything. Every time I talk to you, you're nervous. When I first met you, you were nervous. When you're texting me, I could tell you're nervous. So I don't think you really want to do anything. So I don't mind coming over and hanging out with you, watching the paint dry, watching a TV show, sit in your bedroom and watch TV. We can just hang out because that's what friends do, Mr. Licario. That's what friends do. So she's coming. But see, then what happens is the guy gets the girl over, and then all of a sudden he's like, oh, I'm about to get it. And then, wait a second, well, what are you doing? Why are you? I thought you just wanted to hang out.
Right.
And he's like, well, no. And then he'll get mad. And like I say, then he'll kick her out because he's thinking he's on one street and she's on a motherfucking river. It's like they just like so far off. Why? Because there's no clear, concise understanding, no clear, concise transparency, none of that stuff. So, you know, they get
right. Right. You know what it is? You know what it is? A lot of dudes think they need to. A lot of guys, again, I talked about this before, a lot of guys don't think women like sex. So they think they need to sort of trick a woman or sort of like convince her to have sex. So they got to do little sneaky underhand and stuff to get her to the situation of sex. And it's like, this is why they get her into the room. And then she don't want to do nothing, right? Because she's already peeped all that nonsense. And she's like, okay, this guy ain't really about what he's about. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just use for his attention, and then I'm going to bounce. You understand? Because now she has a justifiable reason to use you for the attention, because since you weren't clear about sex, then she could use that as an excuse as to why she don't need to have sex with you and why she can use you for attention. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And so you can't really – it's almost like you can't really even say anything about it at that point, because what's going to happen is that what can you really say when you've been doing sort of what she said you did, which was pretend that you just wanted to hang out and chill. Pretend that you wasn't really trying to get the pussy. You was just trying to chill. So she's just trying to chill with you. So she has leeway to either have sex with you or not, and most likely she's not, because she's like, well, look, I can get as much attention from this guy without giving him any compliance. And this is what guys don't understand. Sometimes part of a woman fucking you is because that's her last resort to getting attention from you. You understand what I'm saying? So sometimes she'll want to have sex with you because she's attracted to you, but sometimes a woman may not even be attracted to you or into you, but because she wants so much attention from you, and let's say she's not getting a certain amount of attention, she'll just fuck you because that's her last resort. So let's say you're not really paying a girl too much mind, or you're not sweating her or whatever, she'll try to come over and fuck you because she's like, well, you want to fuck me, so that's at least some attention. But the bottom line is she wants attention because attention makes her feel good. So if she can give you attention without fucking you, you feel what I'm saying? Then that's even better, because now she got everything she needed, which was the attention, without getting her body count higher, especially from a guy she's not that into anyway. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's all happening because you set it up that way, pretending, hey, let me lie or act like this or pretend I don't want it and do all this other crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, think of it like this last thing I want to say. Think of it like this, guys. Think about, like I always say, you got a clear canvas and you're a painter, okay? Either you're going to paint a Mona Lisa and make her want to sleep with you, or you're going to draw stick figures and make her just want to hang out with you. It's what you create. You all start off with, every woman you meet, you start off with a blank canvas. But it is the skills that you learn that are going to either want her to want you or her to hang out with you. And a woman will come over and hang out. Y'all think y'all win when they come over. You lose even worse. Because she knows if she'll never hang out with Miss Lucario. I can't even imagine hanging out with a woman at my crib. I guess I'll read the next email. But guys, if y'all want to call in, 515-605-9373 is the number. Let me read this one. Why do girls reject me and ignore my texts? He says, Steve, I'm dating girls through social media. I send friend requests to unknown. Oh, geez. I'm just reading this shit. I send friend requests to unknown girls and add them. After adding them, I always say hi. Some girls reply, some not. If not, I'll say hi, like 3 times, or send a bunch of messages until they reply. Sometimes they don't reply to me at all. Once a girl replies to me, I start a conversation. Probably I ask a question and she'll answer it. Then once I'm finished asking, they will never ask another question and I don't hear back from them. Let's see. There are some girls who keep chatting, but then all of a sudden go offline or ignore me. What am I doing wrong? Can you explain why this is happening? What am I doing wrong is the second question. And when do I start to ignore her and how? Oh, my God.
Well, first of all, let me tell you guys, this is why you got to go to Bad Boy Membership, because I have a program called How to Attract Women on Social Media. You feel what I'm saying? And so this dude, he's saying he's going to random chicks' inboxes, sending them, hitting them up, talking about hi, and then saying hi three times. That's your first mistake right there with the hi three times. You feel what I'm saying? So that's one right there, because now you're looking very needy, and you know what I'm saying, like you have nothing going on. And so again, like we were saying earlier, the chick may reply to you at some point because she's showing her attention, but because you're saying hi three times and doing all this other stuff, she's already seen the type of guy you are, so she's not going to take you seriously anything. You know what I mean? So you've already sort of messed up your situation before it even started. So now she knows to designate you just for the attention guy, and you're saying that, you know, she would reply. He said she replied once, but then wouldn't reply again or something like that.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So at some point, she's just going to ignore you, but he's asking, hey, should I ignore her? And it's almost like he's saying it as a tactic to think, well, maybe ignoring her, get her to want to respond back to me. But she's probably not going to respond back to you anyway, because from the beginning, you showing neediness and doing all that other goofy shit. So whenever you're doing stuff on social media, right, especially when it's you're trying to contact women you don't know, understand there's a whole bunch of other dudes who are the same exact thing you're doing. So you're blending in with all the other guys who don't know what they're doing, and she's just like using you as one of her fans and her followers to you know, just play around with. Now, if you actually want to make something happen with a woman on social media, especially if you don't know her, right, one of the things you need to do is you need to be able to get her attention in a way where you're, like, for example, if it's like Instagram or Facebook or whatever, you can inbox her and say something about her profile and have a dialogue about that and then go into something else. You see what I'm saying? But, again, guys, go to Bad Boy Membership, get How to Attract Women on Social Media, because I break all that stuff down. But Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, what I always tell guys is this. Now, myself and Mr. Licario are a little bit different here, but mm-hmm. I need to talk about us first before I talk about y'all. Now, a woman that now what y'all have to understand, this is the rule of thumb when it comes to women, especially on social media. Let's use Facebook as an example. Women are going to vet you before they even talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to click on your name, and what they're going to do is they're going to look at your banner. They're going to look at your messages. They're going to look and see how many women you have. They're going to do all it. They're going to do all this stuff before they even make a move. Now, what gives myself and Mr. Carrier more of an advantage is because when a woman clicks on our stuff, they know that we know women. We're dating coaches. You know what I mean? They know that we're good with women. So we automatically get a free pass automatically off of that they say, okay, these are guys that know things about women. But let me see, wow, you know, interesting. Let me see what's going on. That's just one way. But let me tell you about you guys. What women are going to do is they're going to look at your what you post. They're going to look at if you even talk to women or interact with any women. They're going to look and watch everything you do before they even make a move on you. Now, mm-hmm. that's just one group. But then you got the other. Now, listen. Remember, you guys, I tell you all the time, women hunt men. That y'all don't understand when I say that. And when a woman, when you send a woman a hi that knows the game, knows that you have no standards, knows that you might be lying, knows that you just don't know what to do with a woman, she's not going to look at your banner. She's not going to look at what you type and everything. The first thing she's going to do is she's going to accept your friend request, so then she can go into your personal section that you have blocked off to everybody who only your friends can see. Then she wants to see what you do for a living.
Ooh,
because,
right.
Because at that point, she wants to know, okay, how much money can he give me? Because I know him being so thirsty, him running behind me, all I got to do is, hey, how you doing? Send him a photo or something like that, and he's going to think he in. But he's not in. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to find out what he does, and then I'm going to start taking him for his money. All of a sudden, you know, I want to come see you, but I don't have enough on my plane ticket, or, you know, I don't have enough gas, or I don't, I mean, and this is what guys understand. When you get online, we tell you this all the time. The way you think, what you say out of your mouth, the way you text, the way you are on social media, the way you are face to face, the way you are at a date, the way you are when she comes over, all has to be one. And one, the same.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be all over the place, Mr. Licario. And when she sees that you're all over the place, she knows that she's dealing with someone that she can take advantage of, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Real shit. Real shit, man. And that's what guys got to understand, man. You gotta understand that, like, these women out here, they know what's going on, man. And so, again, they're getting hit up by a lot of guys. I think this is the main takeaway that you guys got to understand. What you're doing has been done a million times. You understand what I'm saying? Now, so what I'm saying is that women are used to certain experiences when it comes to dealing with men. So this is why we tell you it's important to stand out. It's important to understand, you know, how to be that attractive guy, so that she'll look at you differently than most of the other guys that she's dealt with. Or what's going to happen is someone can differentiate between the attractive guys and the guys who are not attractive, the guys who don't know what they're doing. So if you fall into the category of a guy who knows what he's doing, that's what's going to make her take you more seriously and check you out and want to make something happen. But if you're doing things or displaying qualities or characteristics of a guy who don't know what he's doing, then that's what's going to, you know, make it harder for you to actually make something happen with them. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is, man. But let me get to this next question.
Right.
Hold on. Where is this thing? All right. So this one is a short one. It says, "What's up, bro? My question is about how exactly to flirt, what to say, when to say it. So I know there isn't any particular way to talk to women because every conversation is different. I still struggle on finding things to say. I overthink it. Can you lead me in the right direction?" All right, Steve, what are you talking about flirting and all that?
All right. I need y'all to understand this. No. I don't need y'all to understand this. I need y'all to overstand this, okay? Mm-hmm. What I always try to teach you guys is what I call sexual confidence. Sexual confidence is this. I know, if she nibbles, she replies back to me, calls me, messages me, sends a dove or a smoke signal, it's already a wrap. It's already a wrap because I know that I can move mountains in her mind by just talking to her. I know I can make her play with herself before I even touch the pussy. I know when I get hold of her, it's a wrap with the five play, the making out, the fucking 101, all the products that we have. I know it's a wrap. See, I know what I have on the back end. So that means all I got to do is look, present myself in a way to say, look, I'm not him. You won't ever see me ever stutter. You'll never hear me say, or you'll never hear me in silence when I'm with a woman because I know what I'm doing on the back end. The problem with this guy, Ms. Licario, is when you don't know what you're doing on the back end, when you don't know what you can do in the bedroom, what you can do in text messaging, what you can do face-to-face, what you can do on a date, again, it goes back to the canvas. I already know when I'm talking to a woman, I know that it's already over before she knows it. But again, because of my sexual confidence, it's the same arrogance that I have, the selfishness, the conceit that I make it all about me. It will always be about me because I am going to be the gateway drug that you've never had before. And all you got to do is sample me one time. You sample me one time. Fuck up and sample me one time because you're so busy looking at the bait, which is me. you don't know what's on the back end, the hook of what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you're not that guy's with the email, but most guys are having a problem in, man.
Real talk. And you know what I think is the problem with guys when it comes to flirting and doing all that stuff to create those situations is, one, guys got to – I think it's two things. One, guy's got to be clear about their intentions first in their own mind, right? And then also express those intentions when they're dealing with women. And another thing is they need to understand and know that women want them sexually. I think that's a big problem, is that the reason why guys don't flirt or don't know how to flirt or don't do any of this type of stuff is because they truly believe that women don't like them. And I've said this a million times. So the thing is, a guy will approach a girl and talk to her and be very platonic, very, you know, well-behaved and all this other shit, because he feels that I can't, well, what if I say something and she doesn't like it? Or what if I say something and she rejects me? That's his whole mindset. His mindset is she doesn't want me to flirt with her. She doesn't want me to be sexual with her because she doesn't, one, like me, and she doesn't like sex. That's their mentality. And again, this goes back to why dudes think they need to lie, because they think they need to lie because they don't understand what women want. And so if you understand what women want, you would naturally be flirting, because what happens is that you want to get into a situation where it's a sexual situation between you and her. So all you need to do when it comes to flirting is just honest with your sexual intentions. So when you're talking to a girl, you know, when you're first having the conversation, it's like, hey, you know, it could be regular small talk for a minute or two. Let's say you're at a party, see a girl, hey, how's it going? You know, how'd you hear about this party? Who you here with? Blah, blah, blah. Regular shit. Move into the flirt and be like, listen, you know, I came over here because, you know, I thought you were sexy as hell. Like, what's good? Like, what you doing, you know, later tonight or this week? We need to get together, make something happen. I want to do this. So you go into that state because you already are assuming that she wants you and that she wants this. Problem is, guys don't think women want that or want this. And so, therefore, it stops you from flirting. You know what I'm saying? And so, you can't flirt with the girl if, in your mind, you don't think she wants you, and also you don't think she wants it. And so, this is why it's important for you guys to switch your mindset. You see what I mean? And so, the thing is, if you're not switching up that mindset to get to that point, you're never going to actually make anything happen with the girl, because your thoughts become your actions. If you think that this girl wants you and wants you to flirt with her, then you're going to flirt with her. You understand what I'm saying? And also you're going to flirt with her because you actually want to do that. You see what I mean? So it is what it is. But, you know, what's your thoughts on that, man?
Well, here's the thing, Mr. Carr, I want to say real quick, is that when you know what you're doing, all right, and I'll give you a quick example. We all know how to drive, okay? We all know how to drive.
Right.
There was one point in time in our life where we saw that vehicle and we saw all those buttons and gadgets and pedals and wheels, and we're like, what the fuck can we do? But now with the repetition of learning how to drive, you can drive your car, talk on the phone, eat something, and fucking listen to the radio all at the same time, okay? Mm-hmm. All at the same time. But the thing that what a lot of you guys understand, and that's what we're trying to teach you guys right now, is that the reason why it is easier because of the sexual confidence is and they're easier to flirt is because, again, it goes back to not lying. I don't need to lie to her. Look, when I meet her, three things I always say. I will always communicate with a woman with clear transparency. I will always be transparent. What you see is what you get, and I am not anything else. If for you guys, if you're in a relationship, you are. If I'm married, I'm married. You're going to know what my status and my situation is from the beginning. Number two, you're going to learn that everything that I say and every message that I give you and everything that comes out of my mouth is going to be clear to go with the transparency. I'm not going to beat around. See, I don't even know how to beat around the bush. Where the fuck is the bush at? I don't even know how to do that shit. Where y'all do, I'm not beating around the bush, but at the same time, I got to wait to see the opponent, because for a lot of you guys, I keep telling y'all, some women are, hey, baby, some women are, yo, mama, and some women are, hey, how you doing? You don't know who you're dealing with. So I'm not going to sit there and fuck my chances up by saying, hey, baby, I want to fuck you right now. And I went to visit. I'm not doing that. I'm sitting back in the cut, but I'm still going to send clear messages to let her know that I'm not him, number one, Miss Licario, and I'm not trying to be your best friend. I'm not trying to do any of that. And last but not least, Miss Licario, everything that I say, everything that I text, and everything that I motherfucking do will always speak in an impactful way. Because everything I do is going to always be the opposite of what the 98% of these other guys do. That's what's going to give me the advantage. Mm-hmm. And the fourth thing is them, Ms. Licario. She's always going to compare. She's always going to compare. Mm-hmm. All the guys that she has met before you and all the guys she's going to meet after you, she's going to compare. And mm-hmm. then she's going to choose the right one, which is 9.9 times us.
Right.
Because of what we do. What's your take on that, fam?
Nah, real shit. You know, and you know, at the end of the day, you know, what guys got to understand is that, you know, when it comes to a woman being attracted to you, is how comfortable you are with yourself in order to do the things you're doing. Because, again, remember, women are following a man's lead. A lot of guys don't understand that. You can go from a chick, let's say she's like sort of into you, but she's not all the way sold or whatever. Because you are the type of guy who's assertive, who knows what he wants, who's not afraid to talk to women, who's not afraid to do, you know, to do what he's doing, she'll end up following your lead and going with the flow that you've created because she follows men. She's being, you know, she likes the guy who knows how to lead and go and knows where he's going. So the thing is, if you understand what to do, and you understand that you just need to be assertive and do the thing, you're going to have a lot more women going with your program than you would have ever thought. But the thing is, again, when you talk about this whole flirting thing or you getting into that zone or that mode, if you're afraid to do it, not doing it because you think women don't want it, then that's the problem. That's the issue. See, a lot of guys think that, oh, well, it's messed up because this girl didn't like me or girls don't like me. No. The thing is, You're not creating situations for the girl to like you. That's the problem. You see what I'm saying? Because a lot of times you may have a girl who was first thinking, oh, this guy seems cool, but then you start getting on some weird stuff. You start talking real platonic. You're not flirting. You're not bringing up anything sexual. You're not making it a man-to-woman type of situation. And now she's thinking that you aren't the guy she thought you was. You feel what I'm saying? That she thought you was. You understand? And so that's on you. This is why we tell you that you got to step up your game. You got to understand what you're doing. And for all the guys that want to learn about flirting, again, go to badboymembership.com because I have a whole program. It's called The Art of Flirting. So it teaches you exactly what to do when it comes to flirting and building that sexual tension and all that other stuff. You feel me? So, yeah, that's what it is, man.
All right. Well, let me go ahead and read this one. It says, what do I should do here? I met this woman on Thursday. And then the last time we spoke was on Saturday. She messaged me and said, when are we going to meet? Within the first couple of minutes of her calling me, I don't know the call. I don't know what he meant. She wanted me to call her back later, but I told her I was unable due to work. Long story short, I was about to call her today, and it feels totally messed up now. Before I called her, or tried to call her, I guess what he means, she texts me this weird short text just saying, hi, hope you're good. I'm like, damn. I was going to ring her, so I text her back. Hi, sweetheart. I hope you're cool. I'll call you in 15. And then when I call, she doesn't pick up, and somehow it doesn't go into voicemail. Same again when I called her an hour later. With tomorrow being 5 days after we meet, I think I should phone her again tomorrow, whether she's busy or not. What do you think? If I wait for her to call, it could be a while. Plus, I don't want her to get the wrong idea and think that I only called her because she texted me. What should I do?
I think he's thinking too. he's making the shit more complicated than it needs to be. If he said he called her and it went to voice or he didn't go to voicemail, he didn't get through, then next time, just text her and set up the date. That's it. You understand? Like, All you need to do is communicate to actually really get her to come out and see you so that y'all can see each other so you can make them happen. Now, you understand? So don't worry too much about calling back and forth or hitting her up like 3 times in a day, whatever. You don't got to do none of that. I think he's focusing too much on trying to, you know, like keep in contact with her versus actually moving the situation forward. You see what I mean? So everything you're doing should be about moving the situation forward, not just actually indulging in that specific situation. So what I mean is, don't worry about calling or texting or did you call her today or did she call you this day or whatever. It's where are we at now and how do we move forward? So moving forward could be, even if let's say you are calling or texting her or whatever, what are you doing when you're calling or texting her? Are you setting up the date? Are you having phone sex? What's going on to move the situation forward? You see what I mean? And so that's what we need to worry about is when I text her or the next time I call her, what is the point? What am I doing with this situation to move it forward? But Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, this is the case in point we always say why you guys lose, okay? Now, again, sometimes the sun, moon, and stars will line up and they'll be a little more aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And he was not prepared for the aggression. When she said, when are we going to, she said to him, when are we going to meet?
Right.
Threw him off his kilter. Because what a lot of these guys do, they go, well, I'm going to go from A to B, B to C, C to D, and I'm going to stay on that pathway.
Right.
But then when a woman comes along and throws you off, you're going A to B, and she's going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, then you want to, wait. She's not doing what she's supposed to be doing. She's supposed to be going back to C and then D. Why is she breaking this up? What do I do? So what he did was, because he was confused about her aggression, he did the thing that showed her, again, that he doesn't know what he's doing with a woman. She's asking him when you're going to meet. Then he's telling her, I can't because I'm busy working. What? Man, let me tell you, old Deanie boy. If I'm talking to a woman that tells me when I'm going to meet and I am working, you know what I'm going to say? Hey, right now, I'm working right now, comma. But you know what? I'm going to be free like this. Or I'm not free tonight. But let me make it up to you. I got this great idea. Why don't we blase, blah, 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 blah. But he didn't do that. He was thrown off from the kilter because he waited a few days to say, you know how these guys do. They wait a few days because they like, well, you know, I don't want to think I'm desperate and needy and all this
stuff. Right.
She's like, what's up? I mean, you all right, you came, taught me. All right, what you about now? That's what I'm saying with you guys out there. That's why y'all feel y'all get all clusterfucked, because sometimes you're going to deal with a woman that's like, okay, you got my curiosity now. What the fuck you going to do now about it? And again, if y'all are going A to B, B to C, C to D thinking, you're going to end up like this guy right here, because again, he felt all messed up about everything now. Because he's in his mind, he's got this charted thing that he has to do. And we keep telling you, everything's going to change. You've got to be able to adjust. But if you don't learn anything, you won't be able to adjust, Lucario. You got the floor, sir.
Right, real shit, man. Crazy. So we got time for one more email, for the last email?
One more. Yeah, we got 7 minutes to go, guys. If y'all want to call in, the number is 515-605-9373. 6 minutes to go into the show. Go ahead, Mr. Lucario.
Cool. So this one's kind of weird, I guess. So this one says, I'm a fan of your channel, and one question that I have and not seen discussed before, if a woman speaks very basic English so that communicating with her is a hurdle and she might not totally pick up on the subtle cues in texting either, what should a man do to get her in bed? I meet a lot of French traveler chicks and even bring home... but what happens is that I try to get past the last minute resistance and they reveal they didn't understand from text messages that we are going to share a bed and have fun. Or they say having fun in France means something like going to the movies. So how do you communicate with a chick who doesn't speak basic English? So what's your thoughts on that?
Man, you ain't really talking. You ain't really talking yak to her. You bullshitting with her. These guys think flirting is, how was your day?
Mm-hmm.
What you doing right now? What you got on? Where you going tonight? You think that's flirting and shit. But guys, remember, solution based. When you're dealing with a woman with another company, guess what? They've got apps out there now that you can speak into the app in English, and it will come out in their language. 317,
right.
We'll bring you in 1 second. But that's what we're trying to tell you guys. The problem I see with this, Mr. Licario, is, see, he think he talking that yak to her.
Mm-hmm.
He think he is texting. But resistance, she's resisting you because she thinks you're her gay best friend. She's trying to figure out why a guy that likes women, I mean, excuse me, why is it that a guy that likes guys is trying to mess with me? That's what she's seeing. I'm not calling him gay, but this is what we're saying, man. When y'all guys beat around the bush and walk on eggshells, they see you as the gay friend that you really don't want women. But, Licario, we do have a call. Do you want to go or you want to take the call real quick?
Yeah, let's take the call. Let's take the call. Let's go. Right, let's go quick, the call.
317, what's your question, man? What's your
question? My question is,
if I meet a girl, she didn't already smash my little brother, but I still want to smash or get to know her or whatever. I don't plan on marrying the broad or nothing, but I want her to. How do I go about that doing that? Because she's trying to act like she don't do that type of shit. She don't fuck with brothers or whatever. She told me when she messed with my little brother, though, it wasn't nothing major.
So you say she don't have sex with brothers? That's what you're saying? Because she smashed your
it's
little
like,
brother?
Check this out. When I met her, she said, I think I messed with somebody you related to. I'm like, who? She said, who? I was like, yeah, that's my little brother. She's like, I'm like, well, shit, if you cool with it, I'm cool with it, because I don't give a shit. And so now,
look,
you know, she's acting kind of distant.
She's just trying not to deal with you, because she's probably not feeling you like that. That's really all it is. See, women a lot of times, they're looking for excuses as to why they shouldn't do certain things, but really because they don't want to do it. You feel what I'm saying?
Like, I totally feel that.
Think about this. Let's say you were Idris Elba or some famous actor, and she smashed Idris Elba's not famous brother. You think she's not gonna smash Idris Elba just because they brothers?
Of course she will.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Like,
with that said, why would she give me her number and act like she was interested?
But wait, 317. Wait. Let's back this up real quick. I need you to answer me a question. Before the police come, are you outside? Okay, 317.
Yeah, he's playing truck on his man loud, but go ahead.
All right, 317.
Yes, sir.
Let's say you on smash. Why don't you walk us through the scenario of you smashing this chick? How would it go down?
Man, the way I'm planning on her coming over, getting this little Latino babe drunk, and then taking her down, and after that, we can kick it and be friends after that. I don't got no intentions with her to be with her or nothing like that.
I just want to smash her.
But
again, are you sticking with that answer? I'm just going to ask you one. Is that the answer you're giving me?
Is that I want to smash?
Ask you one more time.
The answer to the question is her coming, kicking it, you know, going out, whatever we got to do, and, you know, I mean, getting her to the spot and laying it out. And then after that, we can move on. She can date whoever she want to date. She can do whatever she want to do.
But this is why you ain't going to smash. This is why you're not going to smash. Because I just asked
because
you, tell us, break us down what you're going to do. And all you're going to tell me is yada, 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 we're going to hang out and smash. You can't even get specifics with us. So how can you think you're going to sway her when you ain't really talking about shit, big dog? What is yada,
because
yada,
I don't have, I don't want to, I don't want to put no, I don't want to mistake it like I'm not interested. I don't want to do the most with it. I just, like I said, take, maybe go out to eat, kick it, and get some drinks, and smoke, whatever it is, kick it, and then get to it.
Okay, but again, all right, let me ask this question. If you had a canvas, you think you painting a Mona Lisa or you drawing stick figures? What you think about what you tell me? What you think?
Oh, it's definitely stick figures. But
okay.
I feel like it's stick figures because I'm not that interested.
Wait, but stop. No, listen. I didn't say relationship. I said you said you wanted to smash, right? Right?
Correct.
That's the end game smashing. Now, let me ask you this question. Do you think you're going to be able to smash painting a picture with stick figures?
No.
You're the problem, man. Because this is y'all guys' problem. Because y'all don't know what to do with women. Y'all don't know how to convey shit. What did I tell you? Speak with transparency. Send clear, concise messages and have that shit have impact. That's the Mona Lisa. But you're not.
So basically,
doing that. Be
blunt. Be as blunt as possible, basically.
No, be smooth. You don't listen. Right. You don't have to listen. You don't have to tell a woman, I want to fuck. You can say things without saying, I want to fuck. You can express
yourself
without, because it's already on the table. See, the thing is,
right. A
whore doesn't want to feel like a whore. You never call
Correct.
A stripper a stripper. You know what they
Correct.
Are. You know what the deal is. You just got to feed them the breadcrumbs to the bedroom. I'm not saying be thirsty.
Correct.
Matter of fact, you're also doing, who the fuck told you to buy a ancient bitch a drink or dinner? What's that about? What's that? I mean, you treat her like she's got some value. She's just a fuck, right? Right?
Correct. That's why I feel like it should be.
That's why
like
you
that, feel like that. Feel like that ain't nothing major to me. That ain't. I feel like that's nothing. That's just small talk. Get a buzz and get it popping.
But getting the buzz is not. Listen, do you want a woman to fuck you because she wants to fuck you, or do you want to get her buzz and not really be sure where the fuck she at and fuck like that? What would you rather do? What would you want?
Well, with this babe, either or, I'd do either way with this babe. But if it's a babe I gave a fuck about.
But again, what happens if you get her tipsy and drunk and she's like, well, I never really wanted to have sex with him and I felt like he did something and put something in my drink, and then your ass is fucked, right? You never fucked
true,
a bitch.
True.
This is why, I'm just saying, man, this is why y'all lose. Because y'all so damn thirsty, y'all want to get these bitches drunk and tipsy. I want her to be drunk off of my words.
Mm-hmm.
I want her to be overdosed by my interactions with her. I don't want no sidebar bitch drink. I will never fuck a woman drinking or tipsy. Never will. Never will. Because.
So you have you ever dated a Spanish bitch?
Dude, Spanish, South African, Jamaican, Filipino.
So you know they drink, right? You know that's their thing. They love to drink.
Okay, I understand they love to drink, but I'm throwing the card and saying, I understand she loves to drink, but what did I tell you? I want her to be drunk off of me and my words first.
When she comes
over, we already know what it is. So at that point,
right,
we know she's coming over to fuck. So at that point, her sipping on something is fine at that point because she already know what it is when she comes over. But with you, you want her over, you want to get her lit up a little bit, then you want to get the ass on that way.
LeCard,
what you got? I got more to say, but LeCard, what you got to say on that before I say? Go ahead, LeCard.
Yeah, just understand that. This is what I want you to understand, that just in general we deal with women. All of those excuses are BS. Then, if she wants to make it happen, she's going to make it happen. You understand? So a lot of times what it is that if you're in a situation with a girl, you have to sort of finesse the situation to where it's a sexual situation, so she's responding to you sexually. So if she's talking all that, oh, you know, I can't do this with you because, you know, I did it with your brother and blah, blah, blah. You understand? You're like, listen, girl, you know, I know you bullshit. I know you want to fuck with me. I know you want to fuck with me. So this is what you're going to do. You know, I'm going to take you back to my spot. We're going to make it. And while you're saying all of this, you got her close to you, holding her, you kissing her, doing all this other shit. Now she's responding positively to that, right? That's going to be taken in that direction. If she's resisting that or she's backing away from that, then you know that she's on some bullshit and then you just keep moving.
Exactly.
The thing is,
exactly. What I'm saying is I can't even get her to that spot you're talking about. She's scared to even click up and meet because of this, but she's talking. Her words are saying like she wants to link up still, but her actions are not saying that. So like you said earlier in the show, sometimes women do things just to, you know, like you said.
Let me show you why you're wrong. Why don't you tell it? What do you mean her words? Are y'all texting each other back and forth?
Yeah, texting, talking on the phone.
Tell me. Okay, then what are y'all talking about?
A little bit of mostly just wondering, trying to link up. But last time I talked to her, like, yo, when can we hook up? Or what can we link up? She'd be like, yo, well, this weekend I might be able to do something. Or you know what I mean? But then she always ended up going out with her girls, or I ended up doing something. It's because it's not a priority. It's not like, you know what I mean? It's not like a priority to either one of us. But it's, so it's a lot of small talk.
Now, wait. Small talk ain't going to get you shit. This is why we always tell you to man the fuck up. Why are you wasting? See, you don't really give a fuck about you and your time. Because let me tell you something. I'm not about that, well, small talk shit. Either we're going to do something or you're gone. Don't waste my fucking time. If you don't waste my time, you talk to those other motherfuckers. But until when
right.
You're ready to do something, no, it ain't right for you. It's wrong for you because you ain't ever talking this way to her. You're allowing her to manipulate the situation. All she's doing, she got her right foot in. She take her right foot out. That's all she hoking for.
Exactly.
Yep. But
exactly. You're right. You're right.
But I need you to say this. Say, I'm allowing her to hokey pokey my ass. Own that shit.
Oh, I'm definitely allowing her to, because, like I said, it's not a priority. She's not the only girl that I'm fucking with. It's just something that I want to do. You feel what I'm saying?
Fam, I don't care if it's Bigfoot, E.T., Sasquatch, or a bitch. They all going to follow my fucking narrative. And my narrative is this. I don't care if I'm just trying to smash or I'm trying to work this one. They all going to understand one way. My way.
Like you said. Well, it's not wasting my time.
Well, yeah, but here's your problem. You've already trained her to treat you the way she's treating you, dog. You
mm-hmm.
trained her. So here's the thing. You try to buck up now and quote-unquote man up, she's going to be like, you just bullshit now. Because
right.
She's going to be like, why didn't you do this before? Why didn't you do this before when I put my left foot in and I took that shit out and you chopped my foot off? And say, let me tell you something. The next time you do that, don't even fucking call me again. Let me tell you why. Because I'm not that motherfucker. Now, look, you know what the deal is. You know what I'm trying to do. You know what it is. So when you're ready to fuck and you're ready to do something, you get back at me. Until then, I see you when I see you. Y'all motherfuckers ain't got that kind of nad and balls. Y'all wouldn't be like, well,
no, that's not true. That's not true. Because that happens. It's just not, I ain't got that far yet. I ain't got to that breaking point yet, is all I'm saying.
Wait.
You saying that should do that from, that should be like that from jump, is what you're saying? That should be like that from jump.
Exactly. Yeah. From the jump.
What is a breaking point? The breaking point should be at jump. The breaking point should be the first time she's disrespecting you. The first time she's saying that, oh, you one of those guys. So I'm going to start taking my foot out, and I'm going to start playing around with you, and I'm going to start teasing you. That's the breaking. See, the problem is, Big Y'all, look, you don't have high tolerance because you ain't weak. You got this. You got low tolerance. That means you muddle in between high and low. But when you cross over here with the Lucarias of the world, if you want pussy, you got to have no tolerance. That means the first time that shit happened, I got to check it. Period, man. Lucario?
Nah, shit. That's what I'm saying. You got to, at the beginning, you feel what I'm saying? It should already have been checked. Because then that's going to set the tone. And the thing is, too, I think a lot of guys, you got to understand the power of walking away and letting the chick know, listen, this is what I'm doing. If you ain't doing it, I'm over here. I'm about to bounce. So you holler at me when you're ready to make this happen. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
The more that you're indulging in what she's talking about, that's the more that you're going on in her frame and on her side of things. You see what I'm saying? So that's another thing. You got to start
She controlling it instead of me. She controlling this shit instead of me, basically.
No. Say it right. She's in control. She ain't.
Yeah, that's
she,
right. Yeah,
she
she's
is.
Controlling it and not me. Right.
Well, my thing is, what do you send to her on text message? What do y'all talk about on text messages?
I mean, like I said, just small talk, just regular shit. You know what I mean?
No,
what's
no,
going
no.
on at work with
stop,
you?
Stop. Give me specific. Listen, I don't understand the language of small talk and yada, yada, yada. I need specifics.
All right.
What the fuck
right.
are y'all
talking
about?
We talk about each other. We talk about each other's work. What we doing on the weekends? Just regular shit. I mean, it'll be about nothing major.
You're kidding, right? Wait. I thought you said you wanted to fuck. Wait. Hey, Lucario, did he not just tell us he wanted to fuck this chick?
Correct.
Wait. Then what the fuck are you texting? What the fuck is how is your day? How is your day gonna get you some pussy?
It's just an icebreaker, brother. I just don't start off a conversation.
That's a beta Charlie. Let me explain something to you. As soon as you start asking them boring Bob weak ass questions, she's already put you in the category of a man that doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. Because if you knew what the fuck you were doing, if I ever tell Lucario I'm asking a woman how her day was, call the police. Because a motherfucker got a gun to my head. Because you'll never hear a real man ask a woman you trying to fuck, how's your day going? Lucario, help me here, sir.
Yo, well, listen. Like, let me ask you this. How long have you been talking to this girl for?
About 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 2-3 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Oh my god, dude, what's going on?
God damn!
But that's what we're saying.
What I'm trying to tell y'all is that it's something I want to do, but it's not that big of a priority. So it's like it's almost like if it happens, it happens. If it don't, it don't. I don't really give a shit. You feel me?
No, come on.
I'm dead ass. I'm being 100% real. If I don't get it, I don't get it. It's just something I want to do. I get pussy. I got bitches.
Right. So what I'm saying is, why didn't you on the first day you was texting her tell her, listen, come to the crib. What you doing? Like,
That's what I'm saying. That was basically how we started speaking. Was look, I want to smash basically. And then she tells me, well, listen, I think I messed with somebody that you know. And I'm like, well, who? You my little brother. I'm like, all right, well, I don't really give a shit about that. If you cool with it, I'm cool with it. And so she keeps talking to me like, you know what I'm saying? She keeps talking to me like something could still go. Because in my opinion, if that was the day, she wouldn't speak to me no more at all, right?
You said she keeps talking. What is she saying when she keeps talking to you? What is she talking about?
I mean, she talks about hooking up. Like you said, left foot in, left foot out, hokey pokey shit.
But I'm
thinking, why even hokey pokey if you're not interested at all?
Wait. 31317. First off, you lying, dog. Let me tell you why you lying. Now, I get pussy. Miss Lucario gets pussy. And you say you get pussy, right? Now, me and Miss Lucario ever talk to a motherfucking bitch and ask her how her day was?
That's all. I don't know. Y'all tell me.
No. Because a motherfucker that get pussy don't talk that silly shit. That's why you lying, dog. You ain't getting pussy. Because if you was getting pussy, you would have checked that bitch. Look, a motherfucker got pussy, got options. And if you got options, you won't give a fuck. But because you don't have
And that's
options,
what I'm telling you. That's what I'm telling you. I don't give up. That's what I'm saying. If I get it, I get it. If I don't, I don't. I'm not investing that much energy into it.
You're not investing energy. You're investing something worse. Your time.
Time.
You're sitting around with this bitch talking about shit that has nothing to do with your end game. Talking about shit, and I'll repeat it again. You are sitting around, hey, how you doing? Where was your last day? Tell me about Fred. What's going on with Mr. Slate? How is life at Bedrock? You talking about shit that has nothing to do with getting pussy. Lucario wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. So this is why. And then what you see, what y'all do is y'all lie to yourselves. Because if it wasn't that important, you wouldn't have called in number one. And if it wasn't that important, you would have already put your bid in, dog. Come on, man.
No, I called in because I support the show, and I really like your show. I like what you do. But
we love you, dog. We love you, but we got to give you tough love, though, man.
And I appreciate that. I did. That's why I'm calling in.
Dog, you are on some cake-ass shit with this woman.
you're right. And the difference is, The only reason I can think of what it is because I feel like I'm not even really tracking. Like you said, the way you're talking about is how I usually am with bitches. But for some reason, it's not that. Like I said, it's not that important. So I don't care. Like you said, I've had to talk to her before. Where I said, well, listen, if you're not interested in me, we ain't got to talk. I've said that before. Like, you know, if you're trying to fuck with me, cool. But she kills, he still talks to me.
I want to stop 317. Let me ask this question. When is a king? When is a king never a king?
Never.
Okay, then. So what the fuck are you talking about? You say, I'm like that with all the bitches, but then with her, I'm something different. See, this is why you lying, dog. Because you got to be a man. 317. You got to be a man with all the bitches. You sitting here saying, well, I treat most of my women this way, but, you know, I'm just treating it that. That shows us the problem right there. Because, again, seem like you were a little thirsty with this one. Because if you're treating all the women one way, supposedly like a man, but then you buckling down like a male and talking to her in these boring-ass conversations, then you ain't keeping shit real, dog. You're the problem, Lucario.
No, and it's
I can respect that.
You said that you told her, hey, well, if you ain't trying to fuck with me, then it is what it is. And you said that she keeps calling you, right? Is that correct?
Correct.
Right. Now, when she's calling you, why are you not telling her, listen, don't call me unless you coming over to fuck?
Thank you.
Why are you not telling her that?
Because I feel like you said, some girls are hoes, but you don't got to call them a hoe. You don't got to treat them. You know what I mean? You know what it is, but you don't just treat them like that. You don't call a stripper a stripper, just like you said.
No. This is my point. My point is that you've already let her know what you're trying to do. So the fact is you told her, listen, if you ain't trying to fuck with me, it's all good. Then go do your thing. But the fact is she keeps hollering at you. So what I'm saying is that when she hollers at you, you need to let her know, basically, you need to let her know, like, this is the only reason we need to be talking. So if this ain't the reason, don't call me. And if she does call you, you let that shit go to voicemail or whatever. You understand? You ignore her at that point after she's doing all the others because you already told her what it is. The problem is that what you're doing is that you're giving her everything she wants by giving her attention after the fact of you saying, hey, this is what it was. So now, because you're still indulging in that, she can't take you seriously, which will make her continue to play games with you. You see what I'm saying?
Why playing games at all, though, instead of just move on? Like I said, why even keeping contact?
Because, again, like we're saying at the beginning of the show, women love attention. You see what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
You're giving her exactly what she wants, which is the attention.
3 weeks. 3 weeks of boring-ass conversation.
3 weeks.
Chill.
No, what do you want? Do you want the truth or a lie? Which would you want?
No, y'all want all the truth. That's what I came for. That's what I came for.
3 weeks of boring ass, weak, spineless conversation. 3 weeks.
I agree with you. That's exactly what it's been. Bullshit.
But you've been bullshitting. You've been bullshitting.
No, I agree with you. I'm agreeing with you. It's been a straight bullshit.
But that's what I'm saying. You got to understand that that's all on you. You created that.
Yes, I understand. I understand. I'm agreeing with you.
So how are you going to fix this shit?
I'm sizzling my plan in my head right now. Next time I speak to her, it's going to be like you said. I'm going to be like, yo, what we doing is we come. Actually, I'm going to text her today and say, you should come over tonight. And if she gives me some excuse, then it's like, well, listen, I've tried over and over to get with you. You haven't even bullshitting. Just don't call me no more till you're ready.
No. You forgot to add something that's important.
What's
don't
that?
Waste my
time.
Damn, you fuck, man. Ding, ding, ding. That's the training piece. That's the mechanism. My time is real important to me. And I don't want to waste it. Look, if you ain't down, that's cool. Look. Why don't you go talk to them other suckers out there? And when you're ready to get up on this dick, you call me or text me. Other than that, keep that shit moving. And you know what's going to happen? She's going to be like, oh, y'all must be talking to Mr. Lucario and Steve Dean Williams because my pussy started doing that. Oh, shit. Now my panties are starting to slide down. And I'm trying not to think about this asshole, misogynistic, self-indulged, arrogant motherfucker that makes it about him.
Right.
But real quick, but if you want to, you can still how was work? How was dates? It's really nice outside. You know, the weatherman said it's going to rain tomorrow. So you make sure you bring an umbrella with you when you go out, because nobody wants to get wet out there. And I don't like to get wet, because I remember when I was with my mommy and everything, and I was holding her hand. You know, I was just trying to cross the street, and mom wouldn't let me go. I mean, my God, that's what she's hearing, dog.
Right.
That's what she's hearing. God.
I hear you. I'm gonna check myself, Steve. I'm gonna call back. When's the next show, Steve?
Next show is Rosebud gonna be up. So you know Rosebud gonna be up. We gonna be at 3 East. 3 East.
All right.
So you send that message to her ass right fucking now, and you call back in on the next show and tell us what she said.
I got you, boss. I'm doing that.
All right, man. Well, Lucario, you got to – let's go ahead and wrap this up, Ms. Lucario, man. What do you want to go ahead and say? I saw we kind of went early, but look more. But go ahead and wrap this up, Ms. Lucario.
Cool, man. So, yeah, guys, make sure – remember to go to badboymembership.com to join the Bad Boy Membership, where you get 45 through 90-minute audio and video dating advice tutorials every month. Also, make sure you get How to Have Sex 2 in a Day, the ebook, hard copy, and audiobook. All right? And also follow me on Instagram at Real Mr. Lucario. You feel me?
No doubt. And the guys, y'all can check us out, The Man Mindset. We got another show coming up at 3 o'clock East. 3 o'clock East with Mr. Rosebud. And we're going to be talking about the sea of mediocrity where most of y'all guys live. We're going to be discussing that. And also we have a show at 7 o'clock East, The Man Mindset show later on tonight. So make sure y'all check that out. Check out Mr. Lucario, guys. If y'all have any questions, y'all can hit us up at themanmindset@gmail.com. And don't forget, all my guys in the membership, the trick-or-treat game is already out for my Man Mindset members. I already posted it out there, so check that out. Everybody else, check out the Halloween game that's absolutely free on the Man Mindset, man. Mr. Lucario, I just want to say thank you a million, man. I appreciate you, brother, as always.
Yeah, and, definitely, man. Appreciate you too, bro. I'm going to holler at you guys.
All right, man. We're going to holler at y'all later, man. We out this bitch, and we'll see y'all in a few hours. Peace, guys.